Hi, God bless you. Joining here at HNLC International. We've just been having just a little sluggishness in the system. We're going to get through this all night with the help of the Holy Spirit. We're going to have the man of God in this night, Dr. Albright. Matter of fact, Dr. Bright Albright coming out of Ghana. She'll join up on our system here in just a few minutes. I'm going to let you guys know tomorrow as we push forward. And that's really all we do here at HNLC. Great word that's always coming out of the kingdom of God. The series that we have been dealing with over here, dealing with the sight of the Spirit, well, dealing with the insight or the spiritual eye of the Spirit, you know, kind of get that vision of what God really wants you to be in this last days, having that revelation, having that information, that direction, and discerning to hear just what the Word of God is speaking to your heart in this particular season that we're in. As I said before, we're going to push through this on tonight. Just got a little bit of stagger in the system, but other than that, I think we're fine. I think we're going to hear what the Word of God is speaking on tonight. We hope you get the man of God in here very soon. For those of you actually called into the studio tonight, it's going to be 929-477-1191. I want to make sure you're going to be accurate on that call in tonight as we continue to get ourselves in position to hear what the man of God has got to bring to us here at HNLC Studios, here at Harvest New Life Church and Harvest New Life Studios here in the city of Plano, Texas. I also give a shout out to the woman of God. Pastor Patty Ellis is always bringing a great word for those who join us on Sunday mornings at 9:45 a.m. She's always got a fantastic word that's coming from the kingdom of God, as well as my young daughter at 10:45, Marcella Ellis, with actually Bible study classes, what she calls like Bible hour, you know. She gives 10 minutes, but she brings a pretty powerful word. But we thank God for that. Of course, Pastor Patty comes back on a Monday 10:30 a.m. and she actually brings a word, either the pre-recorded service or something she may have done from that previous week or before that. You know, so it's that something great. We go right back into Tuesday. As of right now, you know, as we get prepared for this particular word that's coming from the kingdom of God with the man of God, Dr. Bright in Albright. It's always a pleasure for you guys to be with us here at HNLC. We just want to get ourselves in position to hear what's got to take place as we await this man of God that's coming from the kingdom of God. Hopefully all of you get a chance to go out to my actual YouTube stations. You got a lot of great videos and audios that's out there on that particular station, as well as our XM radio, which comes on twice a month. Got an Podbean show. Comes with this early morning prayer that we have. You're more welcome to join us for early morning prayer on our Podbean show as well. So we're going to actually get ourselves in position, and we're going to hear what the Word of God is going to be speaking on this afternoon. As we go ahead and open up with prayer, sometimes it can be a little late, them coming out of Ghana, Africa, but nevertheless, we're always moving forward and hear what the Word of God is speaking and singing that is coming from the kingdom of God. So, Father God, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you for this opportunity. As the man of God gets ready to prepare his way to come in through the actual airwaves, and we ask you, Father God, to test the word, anoint it, and Lord, we ask you to decree it, declare it. And Father God, even as he began to speak, Father God, give him inside revelation of information that he needs, Father God, that he may feed your people. Word is declared in the name of Jesus. Man doesn't perish for the lack of money, prepared for the lack of knowledge. And Father God, we ask you to give us wisdom through the Spirit. As we get to hear what this man of God is going to be speaking that is coming from the kingdom of God. As we wait on him, we'll give you a little bit more information about what we're doing at HNLC. As I said, most of you should come to our stations on our weekday service. We just got to kind of jump in. We got our Apple station that comes out. It's actually an Apple podcast station, and it runs parallel with the Fresh Word. That Fresh Word is a pretty strong internet radio station that you see around around the world here. We just kind of got introduced into that also with our RC radio show that takes place here at HNLC. It kind of reaches out into foreign countries. We kind of push it out there quite a bit. We thank God has done some great work with us as we continue to plow and continue to expand and declare the word that's coming from the kingdom of God. Also, want to know about our Podbean is one of them, but we got our iHeart. If you go to your iHeart station, you go to this search bar, put in Harvest New Life Church, you see all the episodes on iHeart Radio as well as we continue to move forward for doing work here at HNLC. Plus, our Spreaker station. For those who hear a lot of our services that take place, Spreaker station, and most of all, we kind of big for our Psalms report to take place every Saturday morning here at HNLC. as we continue to wait on the man of God, you know, Dr. Albright, as he's going to actually come in. Sometimes it can be a little difficult coming in from those particular foreign countries, especially when we deal with airwaves. So we want to make sure we have him enough time to come in as we continue to speak about some of the things that we've been dealing with here at HNLC, just kind of pushing the time, compressing it. Don't lose anything, so we want to kind of keep it, you know, like spark. I know he's got a great word that's coming from the kingdom of God. Most of you have been actually joining me on that particular station. We've been talking about, you know, faith through the spiritual eyes, seeing the eyes of the spirit. You know, we talked about a lot of word over there in the book of Ephesians. And if you had your Bibles, you got a chance to look at the word Ephesians. We're just kind of pushing the time here a little bit. I want to make sure we're going to get some good information that's coming from him as he comes on the line. I see a lot of the hosts are coming in right now. Thank you guys for joining in and be a part of the service. We got our friend Dr. Albright, maybe a little delayed here, but nevertheless, he's going to be here with us soon. But as we talk about this particular teaching we got going on over here in the book of, we're dealing with this particular subject, you know, talking about the process of seeing through the eyes of the Spirit. Most of you saw that particular flyer that I had, and it really kind of bases itself off the book of Ephesians. So we think about the book of Ephesians or Ephesians chapter 1. For those who you have the Bible, you can turn over there. So like I say, it's not going to be my word tonight, but I want to keep you occupied here until the man of God makes his way into the studio. And we're hoping he's going to get here soon because we don't want to really miss this great word that he's got coming forth. We've got 60 minutes to get this information out to you. Not saying that we're going to actually push off the stadium, but I'm going to keep myself. You know, the Bible said be ready in season, out of season. You never know what could have happened. Could have had something got stuck over there. But let's look over in the book of Ephesians for here in a minute. Let's get some information here. As we talked about earlier today, dealing with the process of this particular series, as we go back into it on tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, is dealing with the area of being, looking through the eyes of the Spirit, seeing through the eyes of the Spirit, revelation through the eyes of the Spirit, gaining all the wisdom, knowledge through the eye of the Spirit, you know, having an eye to see, not only an ear to hear, but hearing what the Word of God has to say and seeing in the direction as we go to what seems to be sometimes the shadows of the valley of death. But he makes a very interesting statement in the book of Ephesians here. And Ephesians said, in that particular Ephesians 1:17, he said to God, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you spiritual wisdom. Let's look at that just a little bit, that spiritual revelation. We talk about the wisdom of God. We talk about the spiritual wisdom and revelation of God. God gives you information from the way he wants you to see it. In other words, what did God say? He paid a ransom for me and you. So we're under his care. We're under his divided attention in terms of what he commanded us to do and be here on earth. You know, the Word of God talks about the process that no good thing we'll hold from the we walk upright. We see over in the book of Corinthians in that third chapter when Paul began to deal with the people of Corinth based on the fact that they had all the spiritual gifts, but they wasn't mature enough to be able to push forward and expose those gifts in the way it should. Paul kind of came in with a hard word, but if you go on down there in that particular area, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you go on that 11th verse, he talks about the process. You know, there's no other foundation that no man can build, which that is of Jesus Christ. You know, the Word of God makes that very clear, you know, in terms of how he gives us the vision and how we should prepare ourselves here on earth, being under his command and his statutes and his judgment, and that we may know if we walk upright, there's nothing he will hold from us. That's if we continue to go forth here in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's where he goes on down here. Just got to feed you a little bit more. He had came in, he had some feed you a little bit more. He comes down here in the area of that area of the Ephesians. He looks over in the 18th verse. He said that the eyes of your understanding. Now notice what he's saying. He's not saying the knowledge, but he said the eyes of your understanding. See, sometimes when you have a mind to perceive something, the spiritual vision goes along with it. It's like the Word of God says in Psalms 23, and you got to catch it, how he looks at it. You know, there's shadows and valleys. I mean, there's orange cones, it's falls, circumstances, situations that we all go through. And we all got our share of problems that we deal with, but we got to look at them in a different way and how the Word of God really perceives us to have authority over that particular incident or problem or proclivity that we may be dealing with, that we may know and understand when we're in the hands of God, everything and all things are to be made possible for us. Matter of fact, you go back to the book of Psalms 91, don't want to be, you know, this man of God is going to have me ministering the whole word today. I hope not. It's 91. He goes in Psalms 91. Psalms 91. A favorite scripture of mine. My mother always gave me this particular scripture. You know, when I was young, I didn't understand it, but as I grew old, I learned more about it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. When you put all your trust in Christ, in spite of whatever the situation is, whatever the problem is, there's might, there's power. Psalms comes back in Psalms 6 and said he's a very present help in a very present time of need. You go on down here back to Psalms 91. You look at the second verse. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge. Now, when you go to Psalms 46, he said he's a refuge also. Your refuge or whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, God is always there to keep you in position to where you need to be and the way you should go. You know, even though I walk through the shadows, Psalms 23, the valleys of death, I will fear no evil. Because the word of God, which is a rod and a staff, will guide me through the woods of whatever proclivity, whatever problem, whatever circumstances I may be dealing with. He comes back over the book of Ephesians. He makes it very clear. As you read on that 18th verse, he says, your eyes of understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of the calling and the riches of the glory and the inheritance of the saints. Now, you are a saint. You know, in the eyesight of Christ, because he called all of us saints. The reason he calls all of us saints, despite of our shortcomings, he said we all got the right to the tree of life. If you just kind of bounce over and you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 2, you kind of see what he's talking about here. Despite of all our past transgressions and problems, Christ is yet still there to help us out. As he makes the point really relevant here in Ephesians chapter 2, he said, when we was quickened, we was not trespasses and sins. The Bible says, in past times, when me and you both walked the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Now, we talk about the prince of the power of the air. Most of us know that he was kicked out of the third heaven. That's the area that Paul talks about that he went into, and he saw things that no man can utter. But now that Satan's been kicked out of heaven, down here on the third earth, he's going to make his nest right here on earth. In other words, this second heaven, this is what we call the prince of the power of the air, the thing that we walk. The flesh, and a lot of times, sometimes you guys hear me say, you know, the Satan or the devil is just like a child playing in the mud and dirt. You know, anybody thinking about him? Well, we talk about mud and dirt, mud and dirt. Well, that's what we was birthed from. That's what was born from creative out of mud and dirt. So he likes to play with the flesh, with temptations, situations, circumstances. His job is to alarm you and make you feel other than what Christ declared you. Remember what he says, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Great man of God, Al Fornes out there in California said a great word to me to the process that when you come before Christ, you got to be able to admit all your sins. The Bible says cast all your cares. When he says talk casting all your cares, you got to come before Christ as if you're guilty as sin, knowing that he's got an advocate of Jesus Christ to release you from those sins. It's like we come into the courts. We come to the courts and look at God, his Father, who sits high and looks low. He said, well, Charles, how do you plead? I said, Lord, I plead guilty. I plead guilty because I know he has done a CSI in the spirit and investigated the things in my life. And there's no way I can come before him at the things I've done from a child up to this age that I can say I'm totally clean. You know, the word of God said we're born into the law, but we have to be a part of the law. Well, to be free from the laws of Satan, we got to be able to admit to Christ that we have done something wrong. You know, and the word says, okay, let's go back to Psalms 84:11. Now, Charles, now that you admit that you're sinful, that I'm going to put my son in the place of you who shedded the blood for the remission of your sins, that he's going to be your advocate. In other words, he's going to be your lawyer, and he's going to appoint the Holy Spirit to guide you. In other words, the Holy Spirit is going to put you on parole. It's going to make sure you don't go out of line. That's what it calls the paraclete. You know, it will lead you into all truth. It'll keep you lined up as long as you keep your mind stayed on Jesus. I like the way the one God, Pastor Patty Ellis, talks about the book of Joshua. And she talks about the book of Joshua. Such a strong revelation she always gives about the word of God. She's always bringing something strong that's coming through the Spirit. If you get a chance to go to her Spreaker station, for those of you who have been to her Spreaker station, you need to really join in and meet with her and come in contact with her, whether it be on her Facebook, whether it be any one of her social network channels. I'm telling you, she's a very powerful teacher, and she's not trying to be something that she's not. She's really just bringing a really relevant word that's coming from the kingdom of God that's going to help you move in the direction that you're going in. But you look at the book of Joshua. I'm just waiting on this man, Dr. Albright. He's really having some problems getting in here tonight. It's like he's going to push it off on me. But Lord God, say be ready in season, out of season, you know, and so I got to be ready despite the fact there may be some discrepancies in the system, he couldn't get in. Look at the book of Joshua. Look at the book of Joshua and look at verse 1, chapter 1. And the word of God reads over in Joshua chapter 1. He said, "Now the death of Moses, my servant, the Lord, has come to pass. And now the Lord spoke unto Joshua, saying, Son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is now, Moses is now dead." Now look what he says. "Moses, my servant, is now dead." In the second verse, it says, "Now take and arise and go over this Jordan." Now this is a commandment. I didn't want to kind of stagger on that, but I got ahead of you on that because I heard the Holy Spirit speaking to me as I was going through this, and I didn't want to get ahead of you. First, he makes it very clear that one mission has now ran its course, and now you being Joshua, the next missionary runner, the next relay runner, the baton is going to be passed on to you to do the very things that I've called Moses. He done ran his race. He done the part of his dispensation. Joshua, now it's on. So the word comes over in the second verse, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, rise and go over this Jordan." That's his task. That's now Joshua's task, as my wife said. That's his task now. Because Moses has now ran his course. Look at the back of the book of Exodus. We see how he went over and the word God called him and said, "The words that you speak to Dr. Pharaoh, it's going to be as I'm speaking to you. I'm going to make you a little god. And what you're going to do is go over into this land, Egypt, and you're going to pull my people out because I've heard they cry." Moses tried his best to get out of it. He tried his best to get out, but he said, "I'm going to send your brother Aaron to help you." You know, Moses continued to speak about his speech is bad. And so what am I saying here? What did the woman got Pastor Patty saying here? It doesn't matter what are you dealing with, what you're going through. When God calls you to do a work, he prepares you through the Holy Spirit. Am I in there somewhere? Your shadows, your valleys, the things you go through, God said there's a word that's been sent before you to help you move in that strategic plan or position that I designed and engineered for only for you. Notice what he says over here in this area of the book of Joshua chapter 3. You know, Dr. Albright is going to make me take all of this, and I don't want all this. I want to hear something from Dr. Albright tonight, but he's going to make me work tonight. Well, man of God, let's go ahead and go with it. And if he comes in late, I'm still with it. Let him go ahead and get in it. But he says over in the book of Joshua chapter 1 in the King James Version, he said, "Every place that the soles of your feet should tread upon, I have given unto you." Now, that's something right there. The Bible talks about the preceding word that goes out of his mouth in Isaiah 55:11. Every word that he ever spoke and declared, decreed, it's already been in place. It's nothing wrong with the word. It's nothing wrong with the seed. It's us. We the one got the problems in going forth and believing that we got to see things in the spiritual eye point of view. We got to look at it knowing if God said it, then it's already done. Our job is to move forward, not having any kind of what we call abandonment or any kind of discouragement from anybody else around us. But knowing when God declared a word over our life, it's already secure. It's already done. Come on, man, the woman God, think about it. You know, everywhere your feet tread, that's what God's told him. Everywhere your feet is going to tread upon. You hadn't got there yet, but he's making promises to you. And this is how I walk by faith. When you're in a situation that some of us go through in daily life, weekly life, monthly life, whatever the problem may be, God has already promised you that he's a refuge. Come on, somebody. "And I'm a very present help in a very present time of need." Oh, I'm in there. I know I am. Because God is declaring in the midst of the struggle in which you're going or proceeding through, he's already made the way. How do I know that? Because the word of God say, according to Jeremiah 29:11, one of Pastor Patty Ellis's favorite scriptures, "Only out of the thoughts and the plans," come on somebody, "yeah, I know I'm there, that I have." What did he say? "It is extraordinary. It is good and not of evil." You know, God gave you the ability to move forward in such a way that no weapon, what is it, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon created against you should prosper and nothing will be able to stand. Look what he says over here in the book of Joshua, that third verse again. "Every place that your soles of your feet should tread upon, I have given unto you. As I said unto Moses." The same problem. Oh, there we go. We got to back up out here. We're going to bring in the man of God. We was talking and speaking here, but we had a little discrepancy. Maybe he got a little late. But now we got on our line here, the man out of Ghana, Africa, back out of here, Dr. Albright. Man of God, we was waiting on you. I thought you were going to make me eat it all up tonight. I didn't want to do that. But you're here, man of God, and we thank God. I'm going to drop off and let you have it.
Hallelujah.
All in your hands, Dr. Albright. It's all in your hands.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Apostle Charles, for this opportunity to be on set with you this evening. Thank you very much. Tonight, I have some few thoughts, you know, I want to share with God's people. And before I do that, I'd like us to pray. I'd like us to pray in the spirit. So right where you are, I want you to begin to lift up your voice and begin to pray. Begin to pray in the spirit. Borima shikala gropa shata. Zantarama grapa le ko shitara ba di ko sete.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Maliron de brat de magal.
Yana mahande de sopo. Yabohora bosika. Yes, Lord.
Beri masekele gilipuwe. Maligon dore mashatara baliro. Malekomba di balakoshete badu sete. Oh, thank you, Father. Masatara bagia. Balirondo braka la grata cosete. Makasintere madima bropo shete baha. Zontori magrapa la kosha brantara balire. Biandara masotori magrapa. Malikondori madia. Zentere mashetere mabrapa le kosete. Makole granba di madua sutu bakalire. Rebantarabagapa la koshete. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We thank you for this time.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We welcome
yes,
you.
Yes, in the name
our
of Jesus.
Our minds and legs and our voice are open to receive all that you have for us.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we declare, as we
yes,
receive
Lord.
Your word into
yes,
our
Lord.
Spirit,
yes, Lord.
We are never the same again. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to share with you about the fact that we are sons of God now. We are sons of God. We are sons of God now. You don't become a son of God when you get to heaven. You need to be a son of God before you can go to heaven. And when you read 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, and I'm going to read from verse 1. And I read, it says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. Is that behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Is that therefore the world knoweth us not? Is that the world doesn't know us because it knew him not? Verse 2. Is that, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, For we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. But you see, where I wanted to catch is the verse 2, the first phrase, where he says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. He says, we are sons of God now. Not when we get to heaven. Not in the future. As God's people, it says, we are sons of God. We are sons of God now. It says, now are we the sons of God. Meaning that we are sons of God now, not in the future.
Amen.
Not when we get to heaven.
Amen.
And this is the reality. This is the truth. You see, now, the Spirit of God is telling you that this scripture is already fulfilled in you if you're born again.
Yeah.
If you have received Jesus and you have declared his lordship over your life, this scripture has been fulfilled in your life.
Amen.
It's not something that is going to happen after the rapture of the church or when we get to heaven. No. It says, now are we the sons of God. This is the present hour truth for you to walk in. You see. So, at this moment, I want us to review, you know, the verse, especially the first phrase where he says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Do you know what it means when the Bible says we are sons of God? He didn't say we are sons of Moses.
Yes.
He didn't say we are sons of Peter. He didn't say we are sons of Apostle Paul. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Meaning that we have the very life and nature of God. It means that we have become associates of the God kind. It means that we share God's divinity. We have the very life of Almighty God in us. Because we are sons of God. You need to understand something. You need to understand we have different kinds of lives. We have what we call the mankind. We have what we call the animal kind. We have what we call the plant kind. But there is another kind of life, the biggest one. It's called the God kind. If you are born again, you are of the God kind. You are not of the animal kind. You are not of the mankind. You need to understand, in God's order of creation, every living thing they produce after their kind. A dog can only give birth to a dog. A lion can only give birth to a lion. And God can only give birth to a God. So when he says you are a son of God, it means God has given birth to you. And if God has given birth to you, it means you have the very life and nature of God. It means you share today, you share in his divinity. You
yes,
have
Lord.
Become an associate of the God kind.
Amen.
And this is the kind of knowledge the Spirit of God wants the church to get a hold of. Because, you know, a lot of God's children have been raised to beg God for everything. So in some prayer meetings, all that they do is to be begging God
They beg God for their finances. They beg God for their healing. They beg God to do something. They beg God. How can a son of God beg God to do something? How can you be begging God? As a child of God, as a son of God, how can you be begging God to do something for you? It means you don't know who you are. It means you don't know what you have become. It means you don't know what you are made of. It means you don't know what you can do. You need to understand that in Christianity, we are not trying to become something. We are not trying to become. The Bible says in John chapter 1, the verse 12 and 13, when you read John chapter 1, it says, but as many as received him, received Jesus, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. We have become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. It said, which were born, these sons of God, it said, which were born, not of blood. They are not born of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but they are born of God. It said, these sons of God, it is God who has given birth to them. It is God, it is Papa God himself that has given birth to them, not the will of a man. They are not born of blood. It is God himself that has given birth to them. So we have the very nature and life of God in us. And if God has given birth to you, it means you are a God. Remember what Jesus told the Jews. He says, but it is written that ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. He said, we are gods. Remember, I said, every living thing they produce after their kind. When you read Genesis, let me take you to Genesis quickly. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 11 to 12. It said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruits, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So you realize that we see in this, you know, verses, how that the fruits they have produced after their kind. Now, God also produces after his kind. It is called the God kind. We are of the God kind. Glory to God. Meaning that this is amazing when you get a hold of it. Because this is the kind of knowledge God wants the church to get a hold of. Because the Bible says, when you read Romans chapter 8, verse 19, it says, for the earnest expectation of creature waiteth for the manifestations of the sons of God. This is what the world is waiting for. They are waiting for our manifestation as sons of God. Because we have something to give to the world. Remember what the Lord said to Abraham. He said, in your seed, all the nations of the earth is blessed. He didn't say the seed of Abraham will be begging the nation for blessing. No, we carry blessing for the nation. We are sons of God. We are a package of blessing. We are God's blessing. That means that when you get in contact with my life as a Christian, when I get in contact with your life, I can only experience the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and add no sorrow. This is what we have become. I said in Christianity, we are not trying to become something. We have become the sons of God. We have become gods. We have become all that Jesus is today. We have become. And Papa God wants to function accordingly.
My Lord.
He wants to function in this revelation. It says, for the earnest expectation of creature, they are waiting for our manifestation. The whole world, they are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, the sons and daughters of God. And this is something you need to know. So if you are a son of God, this is so powerful. It means that there is really nothing more you need God to do in you and for you. Why? Because the Bible says that you are complete in Christ. When you read Colossians, oh, I love this. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 9, 10. Listen to this. It says, for in Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And verse 10, it says, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. It says, we are complete. We are complete in Christ. We are complete. That means that there is really nothing more you need God to do in you and for you. Because you are complete in Christ. It means you've been perfected. Nothing needs to be added to you to make you perfect in Christ. To make you complete in Christ. Nothing needs to be taken out to make you holy. You are complete in Christ's completeness. This is what has happened to you. When you got born again, you see, this is what has happened. It says we are sons of God now. We are sons of God now. But you see, a lot of people have not been taught how to function as sons of God. They've not been taught. You need to understand, sons of God don't believe God to do something. You know how someone, a Christian, will say, I am believing God for this. I am believing God for that. I am believing God for this. You are believing God for what? Do you know who you are? Do you know what he has accomplished in you? How can you believe God for something he has already given to you? How can you believe in God for something you have become? Because when you believe, you got something. When you read John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So when you believe, you got something. What did you receive? It said you receive everlasting life. What is everlasting life? Everlasting life is the very life and nature of God. So if I have received the very life and nature of God, why do I have to believe in him for something? Because I am complete in him. I have become all that he is. So in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, it said, as Jesus is, so are we. As Jesus is. He didn't say as Jesus was. He says as Jesus is, so are we today. As Jesus is. As he is, so are we. So why do you have to be believing God? All around the world, you hear Christians say, "I'm believing God for finances. I'm believing God for a job. I'm believing God for some money." You're believing God for some money while the Bible says all things are yours. It says all things are yours. He didn't say some things are yours. It says all things. It said the world is yours. Life is yours. It said the things present are yours. The things to come are yours. If my mobile phone is mine, do I have to believe God for a mobile phone? This is my mobile phone. It's mine. So what do? I take what is mine. That is all. When you understand this, you'll not be asking God for breakthrough. You know, somebody said, I need a breakthrough. Breakthrough to get what? Whilst all things are yours, why do you have to break through to take what is yours? If you have money in your bank account, when you get to your bank, do you break through the bank to get what is yours? No. You don't have to break through your bank. The money there is already in your account. It's already yours. You just follow the right procedure and take what is yours. How can you break through to take something that is already yours in Christ? It's because we don't know who we are. You see, when you get to know who you are and what you have become, what you are made of, what is made available to you in Christ, remember, it's a preach the gospel. This is the gospel of the kingdom. Letting the world know what Christ has accomplished for them through his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension to heaven, and what he has done for the church. What he has made us. When you take your time to find out what you have become, your miracle starts. Things start changing. Your prayer life will change. Because we are sons of God. We are not ordinary people. It's a he that believeth hath. He that believeth hath. The believer is a haver. The believer is a possessor. The believer has something. He's not empty. He's a possessor. He has something. And the fact that you don't know you have something, that doesn't mean you don't have it. It's that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It is that they are destroyed for lack of money. It is that they are destroyed for lack of power. No. It's a knowledge. So what you need is the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. Knowing what you have become. When you know what you have become, you can change anything. You can change anything. We are sons of God. We are made for the miraculous. We are made for the supernatural. We can change anything. You don't need to beg God. You can change anything. You see, you can change anything. We have become gods. We can change anything. We can change the circumstances of our lives. We can change it. We are empowered to effect changes in every aspect of our lives. You see, that's why God gave you a mouth. He gave you a mouth to change things, to create and recreate, to chart your course in life. That's why he gave you a mouth. God didn't give you a mouth just to be eating meat pie and drinking coke. No. Your mouth was given to you for a divine purpose. To effect change. So right where you are, I don't know what is happening in your home. I don't know what is happening in your life. You can effect the change now. Is it money you want? Remember, it said all things are yours. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21 to 22. It said all things are yours. That means the whole world belongs to you. That means money is yours. How much do you need? How much can you take tonight? How much can you take? For example, if you need $500,000, you put your faith to work. You say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take a hold of my $500,000 right now, and I release my angels. Some of you don't put your angels to work. You have to keep your angels busy. You said, I release my angels to cause this $500,000 to come to me now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy brandy, si brando kole grande de mabau. What is it you want? Whatever you want, you can have it, because all things are yours. We are sons of God. We are no beggars. We are sons of God. We are no weak. We are sons of God. We can change anything. It said nothing is impossible unto you. Nothing is impossible unto you. Nothing is impossible unto you. Nothing. So, I have the mindset of possibilities. As Christians, we have the mindset of possibilities, because nothing is impossible unto us. If you are going to function this way, you'll be amazed the kind of supernatural results you're going to have in your life. God is not a liar. He's not a man that he should lie.
Yes.
He has never lied to anyone. So you're not the first person that God is going to lie to. No. If you're going to take God at his word, if you're going to take God at his word and function accordingly and act on his word, the same way Peter acted on the word, the same way Apostle Paul acted on the word, the same way the apostles acted on the world, the same way Christians of old acted on the world, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed the kind of glory, the kind of grace you're going to experience in your life. Because we are sons of God now. We are not ordinary people. Let me share something. Let me quickly share something. There was this guy, you know, I didn't even know. You know, he was having this pain. He was having this waist pain. We are not ordinary people. That's what I want you to get. He was having pain all around the waist, okay? And then this was some few years ago. And you know, he came to my room. And when he came to my room, we were talking. And he was sitting down. You know, he sat down. And when he sat down on my chair, I didn't pray for him. He just sat down on my chair. And when he woke up, he said, Reverend Bright, the pain around me is gone. I said, what are you talking about? He said, when I sat on your chair and I woke up, all the pain disappeared.
Yeah, hallelujah.
All the pain disappeared. I said, that's the way it's supposed to be, because I'm a son of God. I'm not an ordinary person. When I sit on a chair, it's full of God's power.
Yeah.
When I lie on my bed, the bed is full of God's power. You know, we are not ordinary people. You see, the reason why we have a lot of magicians in our day is because God's people are not using what they have. They are not using what they have. Look at Peter, the early apostles of Jesus Christ. They used what they had. They knew they weren't ordinary people to the extent that magicians were coming to them.
Yes.
Magicians were coming to learn from them. But in our day, you have some Christians who are rather learning from magicians because they don't know what they have become.
Amen.
They don't know. If you know what you have become, magicians will be running to you to come and learn from you. They will come and bow before you. They will say to you, I want, or I need what you have. I need it. I want it. We are not ordinary people. This is the day of the Church of Jesus Christ. It says the whole world, they are waiting for our manifestation. They are waiting. Wake up today. Wake up. Be awakening your spirit. And begin to take your place in Christ. Begin to take your place. Nothing is impossible unto you. Nothing is impossible. Right where you are, I want you to make this confession with me. Right where you are, I want you to say with me, all things are mine. All things are mine because I'm the seed of Abraham. I'm an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. I walk conscious of my prosperity and health and victory. For in Christ, I have obtained an inheritance. Having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His own will. And by Christ, I reign and rule and dominate my world. No weapon fashioned against my life shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against my finances shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against my children shall prosper.
Yes.
No weapon fashioned against my business shall prosper.
Yes.
I have overcome the world.
Yes.
I am the blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if you are there listening to me, I want you to know that now you can become a son of God if you are not born again. Because Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 tells us, is that, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. You see? Is that we are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. So I want to give you an opportunity. If you are not born again, you don't believe when He died today, you go to heaven. I want you to pray with me right where you are with all your heart. I want you to say with me, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I believe you are the Son of God.
Son of God.
I believe you came to die for my sins. And I believe you were raised from the dead so that I will have life. Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I receive eternal life into my spirit.
I receive eternal life into my spirit.
And I declare with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior.
I declare my word and my life.
I thank
mouth.
You. I'm born again and I'm a child of God.
I'm born again. I'm a child of God.
Hallelujah. So if you have prayed this prayer with me, I want you to know you're born again. And I want you to stay connected with Apostle Charles Ellis. And he's going to help you to grow, you know, in your Christian walk, in your Christian faith. And I tell you, your life, your home, your business will never remain the same again. We are sons of God now. Not tomorrow, yes. now. We are sons of God, yes. now. Glory to God.
Yes, hallelujah.
We are sons of God now, hallelujah. So at this moment, Lord. I'll ask Apostle Ellis to take over. Thank you so much, man of God, for this honor and opportunity to be your set with you this evening. Thank you.
Amen. Got my wife, she's on the line. She may have something she want to say, but while she's getting prepared and making up her mind whether she want to say anything, and those who are calling into the line, and I know that's not a lot of you guys are actually on the line for your radio, actually your phone to show up, but this is a powerful word. If you do happen to have a request that you want, hey, look, call in 929-477-1191. And as Dr. Albright was given the confession about the process of being sons and being daughters of the kingdom of God, you don't have to say and feel guilty in your heart about standing over along with you. You know who you are. You know who you are. As Dr. Albright was given that prayer, guess what? I'm standing with him. The same thing in the body of Christ, when you see other young men and women of God there beside you, and you have already made the confession, it's nothing wrong with you saying it again. You know who you are in Christ. Matter of fact, while you saying it, it may help them beside you to confess along with you. So to be able to usher the word, as he said, you're a child of God, you're a daughter of God. You know, he said we're sons of God. Now, he said sons of God. He just doesn't mean that it's just men. You know, he means that we're all got the opportunity. You know, we're sons of God. We're family. You know, we've already been put in position. Now, he said, my job is to speak it. Mama, I want a cookie. Well, she didn't say you can't have it. She may have said not right now. But as a woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, and, I want you to hear what she has to say. Woman of God, you on the line.
Amen. I always get revelation when I hear men and women of God. There's always a message that'll come through. And if you have the spiritual ears to hear, there was such power in what he said of being children of God, that we're not begging God, but we're calling. And just as the scripture says, calling on things that be not that they were or though they are,
yeah.
Is it truly the spiritual life coming? You know, it's coming to life. These words are coming to life. It's a living, breathing word of a lot of what he spoke of the scripture. And I don't know if you the people that are listening, if you really caught the significance of what he said.
Wow.
About being children of God. That we have the power. And the apostle, I was just talking about this today, that we, you know, they take of his own begotten son so that we may live. And not just exist, but live with power to be able to do the work that Christ did on earth. And to bring more disciples into the kingdom. But I just thought that was just a very powerful word this evening. And I just really
Amen.
Appreciate Dr. Albright for joining us today.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Albright. Is there, you know, I know you always got some follow-up, but, you know, I always feel the Holy Spirit always had something great to say. You know, it's just, you know, I think about that scripture, you know, the book of Luke, I believe it serves me right. In the book of Luke, it says, if you then being, I think it says, I think it's Luke 11:13. I'm going to look at my word here. And it says, if you then being evil, notice how he says this based on what, you know, Dr. Albright has said. And it really cuts relevancy. It really, you know, the devil know how to give gifts. He know how to give gifts. And you see, you know, it seems like they're having everything. But he says over here in this book, area Luke 11 and 13, he said that if you then in evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more should your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now, he giving gifts. But God want to give you the Holy Spirit. That means such a powerful Dr. Albright said. You already are heir. You're already a part of the heavenly kingdom. You're already in there. The thing about it, we got to keep our skills sharpened as the woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, said today, try to come. He going to come with it. But I heard a word of God declaring, like Dr. Albright said, you got to go to Ephesians 6:13. Man, you got to arm up. Because when he hit, he may hit, feel like a blow. But I'm telling you, you can come back at it with something. And you look at the scripture and you think about it. Him being evil, know how to get his. Now, look at the devil know how to give gifts. But God, who's the creator of the devil, want to give you something greater than just a gift, some stuff, some things. He want to give you hope in heaven. Oh, Dr. Albright, close us out before we get going again. And we thank you for being with us. We really, truly thank you for being with us. If you close us out with prayer, we really appreciate it as we go off the air.
It's a great pleasure, sir.
Yes. You want to close us out? No, we want you to close us out. We want you to close us out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, we want you to close us out.
That's so powerful.
Yeah.
That's so powerful. I love what you just said. You know, when Jesus said in Luke 11, the verse 13, he said, if ye then being able know how to give good gifts, good gift unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask?
Oh my God.
So the Father has given us something more than just good gifts.
Amen.
We have the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, he that is joined unto the Holy Ghost is one spirit. That is another powerful. I think the next time I have the opportunity to come online, we will go into that. That is another mind blowing scripture. You know, we need to give attention to the Word of God. Don't be carried away by the system. Don't be carried away by what is happening in your world, because we have something to give to our world.
Amen.
We have something to do.
Yes, sir.
The church is not empty. We are not empty.
Amen.
We are not broke. The church is not broke.
Amen.
We are not. We are sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Remember after the resurrection of Jesus, when he visited the disciples, some of the disciples at the sea. Remember, Peter and some of the apostles went for fishing.
Yes.
The Bible said Jesus appeared to them and said, children, do you have any fish?
Mm.
Before the disciples who come from, you know, the sea, Jesus already had fish in his hands, you know. Well-prepared fish. The question is, where did Jesus got his fish from? Because they didn't see Jesus catching fish.
Hmm.
Where did he got his own from?
Wow.
And the Bible says, as he is, so are we.
Yes.
If you meditate on that verse,
yes, sir.
And accept it the way God wanted to accept it and act on it, you'll be amazed the kind of glory and power that will be oozing up, you know, from you. Oozing out from you.
Hallelujah.
The church is not powerless.
Yes.
And in this end time, I prophesy to your life right now, in this end time, you are seeing the church moving in such power, in such glory, in such grace that will shake this world before the rapture of the church. And I speak into your life that you are one of those people the Spirit of God is working through, is working with to effect a change in your home, in your neighborhood, in your community, in your state, in your world, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my little brother, I declare because of you, there is life in your community. Because
yes,
of you, there is prosperity in your community.
Yes.
Because
yes.
of you, peace has prevailed in your
yes.
community. Because
in the
of
name
you,
of Jesus.
The gospel of Jesus has prevailed
Hallelujah.
In your community.
Oh, glory to God.
And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit telling me to
yes.
tell you, be praying for your community. Pray for
yes.
your community.
Yes.
Learn to pray
Thank
for your
Jesus.
Neighborhood. Learn to pray
yes.
for your governors. Learn to
yes.
pray for your mayors. Learn to pray for them.
Yes.
Learn to pray.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You see, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing us with your word. We are eternally grateful for such truth, for such revelation of the Spirit
yes,
given to us this evening. We are eternally grateful. And
yes,
I declare
Lord.
In the name of Jesus that we are functioning in this revelation. We are acting on the word now. And we are seeing supernatural manifestations of the Spirit in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
This is going to be the glorious weekend of our lives.
In
the
name
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This week will not end until we have a testimony to share. In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
In the name
Balero
of Jesus.
Sotobaha. Thank
yes,
you
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Dr. Albright. Thank you, woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, for joining us on tonight. Hopefully we get a chance to get the man of God back home studio once again. It's always a pleasure, some dynamic, always powerful, coming out of Ghana, and we just thank him for being with us. Until then, hey, God bless you for us here at HNLC Studios. We thank you guys for joining us on tonight. God bless you.